Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
About the power of the resurrection. Amen. If there's power, if Jesus had not risen, we would be men and women most miserable.
That's right.
But because He has risen,
hallelujah,
we have everything spiritually and even physically what we need here on this earth. Can I get amen?
Amen.
God will sustain us. God will restore us. God will heal us. God will bless us. One of the things I'm really thankful for is how He reconciled us back to God. Amen?
Amen.
You guys remember when you guys weren't saved?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
None of us had a mind for God. Can I get amen? None of us had a mind. But now we have the mind of Christ living within us. Amen? And so I want your attentions on the board here. And let's go here. If you have your cell phones, put them on the off and silent position. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. Lord, we exalt you and magnify you. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I've entitled this morning's message, The Power of the Resurrected Christ. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just say this. As believers, empowered by the Holy Spirit, the words that we speak is powerful. It's changing. It's earth-changing. When you speak wellness and goodness and purity of heart, then God will allow the power to flow through you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Especially when we go pray for someone that needs healing.
That's right. Come on.
But He's looking for that vessel that's poured out, that's broken before Him. Because that's the one He wants to use. The one that's just saying, God, use me. Use me. I don't want to be used by nothing else. I want you, God. I want you in my heart. I want you in my mind. I want you in my soul. And then we're going to see in Scripture what that power is. To understand the power of God, you have to read the Word of God. Can I get amen?
Amen.
You can hear a preacher just preach and he'll preach on things. But I want to see the Scripture that confirms it. Amen?
Amen.
This is why we're in the Word here. And so, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 28. And we're going to read 1 through 8. And then we're just going to allow the Holy Ghost to have His way. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. So there was two Marys. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. This is an angel of the Lord descended. Just imagine. Whoever was there seeing this angel come down from heaven, I think that would freak anybody out. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at verse 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow, and the guards shook for fear of him. So there were guards there, and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, now there were women there now too, do not be afraid, for I know that what you seek, Jesus who was crucified, he is not here, for he is what?
Risen.
Say that with me. He is risen. One more time. He is risen. And as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he's going before you in Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring to the disciples the word. So there was fear yet joy. The joy was he rose again, right?
Yeah.
But fear is like, wow, the messenger that told them that he had risen. It's like a dichotomy there, right? Fear, oh my gosh. And the great joy that he's no longer in the tomb. And so the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a foundational truth of our faith. It stems, we have no Christianity. We have no relationship with God. We don't know anything about God unless we understand the resurrection of Christ. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That has to be seared into our soul that he rose again. Yet at first, saints of God, even Jesus' disciples, they had a difficult time to believe that he rose again. And who was the one that said, I won't believe it till I see it?
Thomas.
Doubting Thomas.
Thomas.
You know what? After learning more about Thomas, it's not so much that he doubted and was like a sinner, an unbeliever. No, I love what he said that. Because he wanted to confirm.
Yes.
All he wanted to do was confirm. You know, because all of them said they saw, but he didn't see it. He goes, I want to confirm this so that I may know personally that he has risen from the dead. And so despite how closely they had walked with the Lord Jesus Christ, the chosen 12 were unable to accept the Lord's resurrection until they saw him for themselves. Praise God. You would too. If someone said, hey, you know what? So-and-so rose from the dead. And you did a celebration of life 7 months ago. And then someone told you, he's walking around again. Oh, I got to see it for myself. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, they were no different. They were no different. They needed to see for themselves. And so when all the apostles, the disciples, the women realized that Jesus had risen from the dead, they went from cowering, meaning being afraid and walking in fear, to proclaiming the gospel. Hallelujah. Heck, if I saw for myself, I would go tell everyone I saw. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Everyone I knew, I'm going to go tell somebody. This man was dead and now he's alive.
Amen.
Come on. The powerful message of the resurrection can also transform your life and mind. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So we need to look at this. We need to look at the power of the resurrection. The power. Number one, Jesus is alive. Say that with me. Jesus is alive. You see, saints, Christians believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And he was more than a prophet. He was more than a good teacher. He was the Son of God that rose from the dead to give us life and life more abundantly. And now he's our advocate. You know what an advocate is? He's our attorney.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. He's our lawyer.
Yes.
So guess what? He stands for us in the court of heaven. And on the day of judgment, when we all stand in there, he said, Father, they're mine. I wash them in my blood. Hallelujah. He'd be our advocate. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And all the Father is going to see is the blood. Hallelujah. The blood on us. Come on. Look at 1 John wrote right up here. John wrote this. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may what? Not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an attorney. With the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Listen, we're not going to live a perfect life. I hope you know that. Even some of our thoughts are lustful. We covet every now and then. I bet some of you were coveting over the $1 billion lotto. Oh, come on. Some people do that, right? Oh. Yeah. You don't know what I would do all that. Yeah, I know what you would do. You'd go crazy and die. Wouldn't know what to do with that. So, he's our advocate. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And then number two, look at this. Jesus intercedes on our behalf.
That's right.
Did you know that he's praying for you right now? Did you know he's praying and saying, Lord, he goes, he's probably saying, oh, my children, I pray that they make it. I pray that they overcome. I'm going to help them in that one area that they need help. I'm going to let that one just go a little while, then I'm going to come and heal them and heal her. Can I get an amen? I'm going to restore that marriage. I'm going to do so many things God does because he's for us, not against us. I hope you know that. He's for us. Never think that he's against us. Nah, that's not his nature. He saved us to allow us to grow in the grace and knowledge and wisdom of God so that we can operate in the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know that heaven has invaded this earth? Oh, yeah. On the day of Pentecost.
That's right.
Come on. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost was poured out. Yes. Hallelujah. Earth has been invaded by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I think I have a scripture here. We'll read it. But greater things we will do than him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
So if he healed the sick, healed the blind, and did all these miraculous things, he said, greater works will you do. Greater works. And for me, I'm a believer. The confirmation that I see what he has done in my life is he's allowed me to preach the gospel and baptize I don't know how many souls. I mean, nowhere do we read in scripture that he baptized anybody.
Right.
Now, his primo did. And all of his apostles did. But Jesus, you're going to do greater things than I will ever do. Praise God. And he's allowed us to enter in. And he fills us with joy. You should have a whole bunch of joy serving the Lord.
Yes, amen.
If you got a face that looks like you just drank prune juice, something's out of order. Something's out of order. Man, there should be tremendous joy that God, who created the whole universe, has chosen you to bless the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. So he intercedes on our behalf. And where do we see this? We see it in Scripture. Who is he who condemns? Romans 8:34. It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also what? Risen. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Come on. He intercedes on our behalf. Hallelujah. Did you know there's sometimes you don't know even what to pray for? And then when the Holy Spirit takes over, hallelujah. Then God understands what you need. And he knew it before you prayed it. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Number three, look at this. Jesus enables us to live godly lives. How many can remember your BC years? Huh? You know what, brother? You know why he doesn't take that memory away? It's a reminder to what he has done. What he delivered us from. What we can now glorify him. Oh God, I was once that. But now you have allowed me to become this. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Many of us, there's a whole lot of folks wouldn't want to be around us. The people that had their right mind, they wouldn't want to be around us. Because we was up to no good. Can I get amen?
Amen.
We had nothing good to say. Our vocabulary was twisted. I was talking to my brother. He was here yesterday. And he agreed with me. The greatest miracle, other than salvation that he has given us, but the greatest miracle, and he was confirming it with me, is how he took our dirty language in a moment of time. I can't even find those words to say no more like that. All the curse words, they're gone. He deleted it. And for 38 years now, that God is my witness, I never cursed since I got saved. Because it's not there no more. You know when he says, and you will receive tongues, new tongues? Well, not only spiritual tongues, but he changes the tongues of your language. Hallelujah. He gives you purity of heart, where you can communicate with one another with purity. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at this. In John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may what? Abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. And now, 2,000 years later, He's in us.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Amen? He was telling them, this is going to take place on the day of Pentecost. Thank you, God. That day has come and gone. And now God has still poured out His Spirit. We're here because of His Spirit. Can I get an amen? We're not here for religious reasons. We're not here because we want to just satisfy our conscience. We went to church today. No. No, we're here because of the power of the Holy Spirit is here. Amen?
Amen?
And He lives in us. And He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, God. Number four, another biblical point. Jesus prepares an eternal home for us. How many felt very thankful? Remember a couple of weeks ago I showed you those homes and all that and He prepared for us? He said, in my Father's house, John 14, 2, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. How many believe that Jesus cannot lie? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
He's not a man that would lie. Men lie to one another. Women lie to one another. Men and women lie to each other. Can I get amen?
Amen?
I'm telling you, this is our nature. And we may do it thinking that I'm saying this white lie to protect.
Oh, no, no,
it's still a lie.
Still a lie. That's right.
It's still a lie. Okay, I'd rather be truthful. I'd rather come with transparency and say, you know, I can't lie to you. But this is what it is. Amen? And let God be God. And they say, God, then now reconcile it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If I were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, these are promises. Yes. Because He rose again.
Woo.
This is the power of the resurrection. He rose again to go prepare a place for us. Thank you, God. This is why when I showed you on the chart a couple of weeks ago that prior to the resurrection, they went to a place called paradise in the earth. And they were with Abraham's bosom. And that's where all the righteous went until Jesus had to die and go down in there and sprinkle His blood on them. Hallelujah. And then took them up to heaven. Woo! Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That was Abraham's bosom. All the righteous. Look at all the prophets and all the righteous kings and all the people that love God. Just imagine, there was millions and millions of them that loved God. And then all the ones that were against God went into where? Hades. Burning with fire. Where the worm dieth not. And so, our fifth principle is this. Now, remember, we're expounding on the resurrected Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We are forgiven only by Jesus. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Confucius can't save you. Hare Krishna cannot save you. Allah can't save you. That's right. Hambara dis Crisco Nabisco can't save you. None of that. None of that. Crisco Nabisco. Yeah, Hambara, Crisco Nabisco can't save you. None of that. None of that. Only Jesus.
Only Jesus.
Hey, what I found out yesterday, all the Hell's Angels and all the chapters around the nation are headed to Dearborn.
Hallelujah.
To confront the Muslims. And they're gonna confront them on Tuesday. Oh yes, Yolanda showed me a video in a congressional court. It was like a courtroom in Dearborn, and this one guy, several military guys went up there, man, and it was rebuking all the Muslims, telling them to get out of our country.
Come on, come on.
told him, get out. He goes, we're going to rise up and throw you all out of here. And he wasn't using choice words. I'm being polite up here. But he said, you guys are overpopulating our cities. You guys are having 4 or 5 babies through 7 different women at one time. And you're populating so that you can institute and get rid of our laws and get rid of our traditions. Yes. Our constitution. They want to abolish that. They're like an infection. Yes, they are. And you know what? I'm not ashamed to say that over the pulpit. You know why? Because it's an abomination, and they hate our God. They hate our God. That's right. Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jew, then to us Gentiles. No, those characters got to go, because those characters will lie to your face and kill you. They're everywhere now. They're in every city now. That's right. They're all throughout the government. They figure we're going to get in through the scholastic academia first. And then once they get educated in there, now they're going to go into the politics to start running cities. That's how they're doing it. They need to go. You need to pick them up by the neck. By the back of the neck collar and throw them out. Can I get amen? No ifs, ands, or buts. You don't have to hurt them. Just throw them out. You're not welcome here. And all your ungodliness and all your false god. I remember we were driving years ago. It was Yolanda, myself, and her mom was in the car. We came to a corner over there off the Federal, and there were some Muslims in there selling bean pies. You know those Muslims with the bow tie selling bean pies? Oh, yeah. Yolanda's mom rolled down the window and said, Allah, and then the C word. Ching, and then you know the rest. You know the rest. She said it loud. She said right to that. I go, and Yolanda's going, no, Mom, no. No, Mom, no. Oh, my gosh. Huh? They didn't know what that word was in Spanish. It ain't no, no. No. Yeah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. And so, we are forgiven only by Jesus. Can I get amen? No, there's no other name given among men in Acts 4 and 12 whereby we must be saved. And that is the name of Jesus. Can I get amen? It's the only saving name. Hallelujah. That's why baptism is critical. Don't baptize in the title. Baptize in Jesus' name. You want to take on His name. Can I get amen? Man, I've been around so many terms. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Bo. I go, man, I want His name. Because if you read the book of Acts, over 9 times they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want His name. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Many of us in here were baptized, right? Yes. I baptized you correctly. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Or I'll stand and give an account. Thank you, God. And so our sins are forgiven not based on good works, but because of Jesus' death on the cross and the blood that He shed. Amen? Amen? So let's look at this for a moment in Colossians. Colossians 2, look at this. And you, point to your neighbor, and you. And you. Look at this. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him. So God made us alive. We were dead in our sins. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Look at this. But He says He has made us alive together with Him, having forgiven you all how much is all?
All.
All. I don't care what you've done. He has forgiven you for all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Check it out. there's these books in heaven, and the books that the unbelievers are mentioned, God erases and wipes them out when you become saved. Then he puts your name in the book of life. Woo! But there's a book of the dead. Hallelujah. And those are the ones that are going to go into eternal damnation at the white throne judgment. That's why I pray for people that you know. How many people do you know that ain't walking right? Oh, come on. Every one of us in here, right? They're not walking with God. No. And many of them still have the handwriting on the book of the dead. And the only way they're going to get out of that is through a heart that repents and turns from their wicked ways. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And when you're preaching the gospel, you have to use terms like I'm saying. You have to turn from your wicked ways. You got to turn from unrighteousness. You can't rub their bellies. Oh, it's okay, mijo. It's okay, mijo. No, man, you're going to perish if you don't turn to God. Look at this. Verse 14, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. Meaning, we didn't understand these things. We didn't understand what was righteous and unrighteous. But he's the one that pulled us in. Look at this. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Come on. Somebody needs a shout about that. All of our transgression, he nailed it to the cross. Whoa! Woo! Everything. Every sin that you... Listen, even the sins you forgot about. I think there's more sins that we committed that we forgot about already. All of that was nailed to the cross. You see, by raising Jesus from the dead, saints, God validated everything Christ has said he would do, including his claim to be the Son of God. There's a harsh warning, though. A harsh warning regarding not forgiving others. And it's found right here in Mark. Look at this. Mark 11:25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Look at verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. What? Okay, there's always that one person in everyone's life that gets to that last nerve. Or maybe they've done something to you and you still haven't got over it. And it's like, man, listen, today, give it to God. You can't carry that no more. Because you can't carry that into heaven. He won't allow you to carry that in if you're still not forgiving that person. Listen, that person may have died already. But you still need to go to God and say, I forgive that person, God. I forgive that person, God. You know, and if I had an opportunity to tell that person, I would now. Because I have a clean heart now. Back then, I didn't have a heart. But now, there's no excuse. I need to forgive. And so if there's someone in your life, give it to God. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And let me tell you, he will lift the burden. And you'll have the freedom and the joy of the Lord. Amen. You'll be able to do the things that God is now calling you to do without any hindrance. Hallelujah. How many don't want that heaviness and that burden and that hindrance? Yeah. None of us want that. Okay. Because here's the deal. Look at this, number six. We're going to live forever. But it's where you want to live determines on what you say and do here. That's right. Did you know that our life is a giant test? And how many times have you taken a test in school? Several times, huh? I took my broker's test. For my real estate broker's test, I had to take it, yes, three times. Now, my real estate regular agency license, I passed it the first time. I go, oh, yeah, I'm going to nail my brokers now. Think again. Yes, I went to JC College, you know, to pass my agency, but then to take the brokers, I went to a university to learn. You have to learn that language. Man, it was so tough. I said, God help me. God help me. Give me a mind, God. What I had to do was go in that back room and close the door, turn off my phone, pray, and just study, study, study. And by the grace of God, he allowed me on my third time. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. But you know what? I needed his help. I needed him to help me. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And so for believers, physical death is the end of all suffering. We know that, physical suffering. It is and even temptation and disappointment. And it is the beginning of a new existence in the presence of God once we appear in that new body. Can I get amen?
Amen.
But until then, we're going to deal with this body that we have now. It's how you manage it. It's how you manage it. At the moment, saints of God, at the moment of death, our spirits leave. It leaves our bodies and are immediately in the presence of the Lord. We don't go to Abraham's bosom no more. Can I get amen? No, we go immediately down, straight to the kingdom. Look at this, and I found this in 2 Corinthians 5:8. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be what? Present with the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now look at this. Our seventh biblical point is eternal life, and by definition, is everlasting. Meaning there's no end to it. So, if one day is a million years, then the next day is another million, and another million. And we can't even fathom 4 months. Let me ask you this question. 3 months ago, can you remember what you did on Tuesday at 4 o'clock? How about Tuesday at 5:55? I'm talking about 4 months ago. Oh, it's out of sight, out of mind, huh? We have no recognizance of it no more. It's gone. This is why Sunday morning, coming to church and receiving the Word of God, we need it. You know why? Because we, our little puny brains, forget. We need to be reminded on who Jesus is, on what he's done for us. We constantly got to remind each other. We constantly got to be in the Word to understand what he's asking from us. And guess what? He doesn't ask things that we cannot handle. He says, my burdens are what? Are light. And my yoke is easy. But when we add things that are not of him, now we're in trouble. How many believe that God so loved the world? Look, John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, listen, we were already walking on death row as soon as we were thrust out of our mother's womb. As soon as we were born into this world, you could count that day we're walking on death row until Jesus comes. And then he gives you eternal life by faith. Man, only God could do something miraculous. And so this means, saints, that you and I, because he has saved us, how many believe that God will never be an ending giver? Remember that? When we were kids, you gave your toy away, and then you go, you know what? I want it back. I want that back. And then what we used to call them, what? Oh, you Indian giver. Now, it was a racist term. It was nowadays. Oh yeah. Now, if you say that, it's a woke term. You can woke this all you want. Listen. Once God seals you with the Holy Spirit, you're His. This is what this next scripture I'm going to show you. The Arminian doctrine. What are the Arminian? Arminian believe that you can lose your salvation, right? And I show them this, and I said, if you're born again and you are His, and He has transformed you, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that He lives in you now, I go, He's never going to take that back from you. And they show me. I go, okay, right up here. John, look at this. John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We're here today not because of Amazing Grace or Pastor Fee. You're following Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen.
As I follow Him, we all follow Jesus. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Look at this. I know them and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. No one gave us eternal life but Jesus. Only He gave us eternal life. And they shall what? Never what? Perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. So, what can snatch you out of His hand? Nothing. There's nothing on this earth. As a matter of fact, we could barely jump off the ground here a few inches. We don't have leapers like Michael Jordan. Okay, maybe he could get 6 feet up. And that's about it. For me, 6 inches. So who can go up into the heavens and remove you out of His hand?
Jesus.
Nothing. Look at this. It says, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. And no one's able to snatch them out of my hand, out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Man, nothing. You should go to bed and say, man, God, thank you that I'm your child forever. I'm your child. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You transformed my mind. You gave me a new heart, a new mind. You gave me a heart to believe. And you gave me now a rightful mind to raise up my family in the fear and admonition of the Lord. That I can instill righteousness in their life. That I can speak truth to their life. That they will be raised up according to the Word of God. Listen, you can now just repeat to God what He has done for your life. I repeat it over and over. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Why? Because I knew the things I was involved in. And no one should ever be proud of that life other than thank you, God, for saving me, saving a wretch like me. Can I get amen?
Amen?
And so look at this. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit as God's children. Thank you, God. We're sealed, meaning nothing can unseal what He has sealed. Can I get amen?
Amen.
And we find that where? In Ephesians. Ephesians 1:13, look at this. In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. It's a guarantee. And that guarantee doesn't expire. I remember one time I took something back to Walmart. Sorry, it expired. But it said guarantee. Yeah. But past that date, it's no good no more. I said, Lord, have mercy. Well, God's not going to do that to you. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Sorry, you missed it by a second. And then the bottom drops out and you slip right through. God ain't going to do that to us. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Thank you, Jesus. And listen, because He rose again with a new body, we will have a resurrected body too.
Amen.
How many can't wait for that body?
Woo.
I know, Minister Louie right now feels good. He hasn't felt this good in a long time. But you're going to feel even greater when you get that new body.
Amen.
Can I get amen? How many can't wait for that body?
Woo.
Yeah, man. Pastor Art will be able to move even faster. I haven't seen a guy his age move that fast. We were at a football game. And he goes, I'll be right back. I'm going down to the concession. He got up and went, me and Lafayette were going, he looked like Spider-Man. I'm telling you, I'm serious. The guy's phenomenal shape. Just, here I am. I'm going down like this. I'm looking at what I can hold on so I don't fall off a step. Jesus, help us. I need that new body. I go, Lord, fashion that after Pastor Art's body, okay? Man, I've never seen anyone. Brother Lafayette's not here. He would say, yeah, I remember. It was at a Morris High School game. And we were there watching Dago. Jesus, help us. Thank you, God. So we're going to have that resurrected body. How many can't wait for that body? Look what it says in the book of Luke. Luke 24:36. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. So he's got a body real similar to a human body, but it does not decay. And it's not confined to our gravity. He can appear and disappear. How many want one of those bodies? He can appear and disappear. Look at that. Look at verse 40. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they were, look at this. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. And he took it and ate. He ate it in their presence. So that body was able to eat too. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Listen, God knows what we love. And some of us love to eat. I'm not going there with anybody but me. I'll lift you up, but I won't tear you down. Ooh, thank you, God. See, the Lord could also pass through walls, disappear in the blink of an eye. Look at this in Luke 24:30. Now, it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he what? Vanished. Boom, he disappeared. See, this is the body that he's given us. We can appear, disappear. We could just think a thought and be right there in the throne room. Or we could be back here on earth, whatever. We're not going to be confined to the earth's atmosphere. The new bodies are not confined to gravity. Can I get amen? Amen. How many so blessed to know that? Amen. That everything's going to be brand new. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Man, I can't wait. I know you can't wait.
I can't wait.
I can't wait for that new one. It's going to mind blow you. It's going to blow you away. Any of you had dreams of flying?
Yes.
Anybody ever had dreams that you were flying?
Yes.
I believe those are a prophetic type of what God is showing what's going to take place with that new body. You'll be able to just lift and go in that new body. Why? Because gravity will not be able to confine you. You're going to just soar. Man, I've had dreams where I'm just soaring, and I don't want it to end. And then when it ends, I wake up kind of like, why did it end? And then I go, let me go outside and see if I could just... I can't even get up 3 inches. But we're going to be able to do what we're reading right now with that new body. Praise God. And listen, we're not far away from it. How many believe we're in the end times?
Yes.
And the next time I come up here, in a couple weeks, I'm going to bring an end time prophetic word. God has already started giving me what to put this together, this end time prophetic word. Hallelujah. But be praying because our nation right now is divided. I hope you know that. It's divided right now. I think I shared with you earlier that there's all the Hell's Angels chapters are headed to Dearborn right now to confront the Muslims. So check out the news in a couple days. Things are happening. Things are happening. And the Bible teaches that one day two saints will have that new glorified bodies. Look what we find right here in Romans 8:8. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So this is why we have to be changed. Because in the flesh, we can't please God. We can't even stand in His presence. Because we will disintegrate. That's why He told Moses, don't look at me. Turn. Turn from me. Because the moment you look at me, you will die. But look, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. Did you catch that? I need you to catch that. Romans 8 and 9 is on my license plate. And I've had several people try to pull me over. What does that mean? What does that mean? I said, if the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in you, you're not His. You can't just say, I'm a Christian by mouth. You have to be born of the Spirit, and He has to live in you. Because that's the only thing that's going to propel you out of this earth when He comes and takes His church. The power of God has to be in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now look at this, verse 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. Now look at verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that means having been born again, received the Holy Spirit, look at this. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Look at that. Hallelujah. That's our guarantee. Come on, give God a shout for that. Unless you want to stay in this old body that decays every day. No, man, give me my new one, Lord. Thank you, God. Now look at Romans 8:23. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan with ourselves eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. And so when we're going through the life of aches and pains and heartaches, some of us go through life on emotional roller coaster rides. Sometimes things get chaotic in our life where things seems like they're falling apart and we're saying, God, when is this going to end? Or God, when are you going to come through? Oh God, when are you going to deliver this situation that I'm going through right now? Look at this. God is going to redeem us soon and get us out of these bodies, and we'll never feel that anymore. Can I get an amen? He'll take away every sorrow, every heartache. He'll take every care that we have, every burden that we have, every sorrow and setback. Everything that has confounded our mind to go through, He's going to deliver us with that new redemptive body. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And we see also the way this will take place is found in 1 Thessalonians. This is one of our end of the messages scripture, but I'm going to show it to us now. But I don't want you to be ignorant. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Ignorant. Brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Meaning those who have died. How many people do we know that have already passed away? I've been to 6 Celebration of Lives this year already. They're in the ground. They're in the grave. Look at this. But those who died in Christ, are with Jesus.
Amen.
The others, they're in torment. They're in torment. Look at this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who what? Sleep in Jesus. Look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. In other words, those folks from the grave, their bodies that are in the grave, they're gonna rise from the grave just like the ones that rose when Jesus went down to Abraham's bosom. Remember, they came out of their graves, right? Well, those who died in Christ are going to come out of their graves first to be united with, and God's going to transform their earthly bodies to a body of immortality. Only He can do that. And don't ask me how He's going to do it. I don't know how. All I know is I'm going to believe what He said He's going to do. Believe it by faith. Can I get amen?
Amen.
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will what? Will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Look at this. Then we, that's us, say we.
We.
Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, frighten one another. No, comfort one another. Can I get amen?
Amen.
This should be a joyous, celebrated time to be like Him. And then we'll be able to see Him face to face, because we're going to have a body just like Him.
Amen.
Just imagine having His mind now, and we'll communicate from mind to mind. We won't need our voice. And we'll know everything that He knows. We'll be able to contain all His glory, all His wisdom, all His knowledge. Thank you, God. Thank you. It's going to be a whole different life.
Amen.
And he has prepared it for those that love Him. And I believe everyone in here loves Him. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Thank you, God. So, heaven is our home.
Yes.
I hope you know that we're pilgrims just passing through here. Did you know that this is not our home? Let me ask you this. Many of us in here are in our adulthood. Some of us are seniors. But go back and recall, even when you were a child, how many places that you lived in, whether they were rented or they were owned. Many, huh? I don't know how many apartments I lived in. I lived in a two-car garage at one time that was rented to me. But we all lived somewhere, didn't we? Okay, but that was a temporary home. It was a temporary dwelling. Heaven is where we're headed. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many can't wait for that? We will live forever in a perfect existence, even on earth when the new Jerusalem comes down. Hallelujah. This is after the 1,000-year millennial reign. Did you know that many of us are going to rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years on this earth? There's going to be us in our new body, and there's going to be also people on earth that are humans. But what He's going to do is remove all the sin in the world. So there's not going to be any wars, there's not going to be anything sinful. All that He's going to eradicate. And for 1,000 years, we're going to live on peace. He's going to rule, and we're going to rule in other regions of the world. He's going to assign us. Because it says we're going to rule and reign with Him. And so, we're not just going to be eating bonbons on clouds. You know, playing a harp. No, get that out of your mind now. No, He's going to assign us to do things that only we can do like Him in that new body. And we will have authority over the humans here on earth. Oh, yeah. It gets deeper when you start studying the millennial reign. And let me just say this. You're going to have a new mind for all of that. And all He has to do is is through his mind to your mind, and you know exactly what you got to do. And you'll understand it. You're not going to need, oh, I need a map. Oh, I need a binder here. Help me, somebody. Siri. Google. We're going to have a supernatural mind. Hallelujah. AI ain't going to have nothing on it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Woo, I can't wait. I can't wait to just think of being somewhere. Like, all you have to do is think it and you're there. Yes. Gravity, the atmosphere, is not going to have anything that will contain you. We'll be contained less. Hallelujah. Because we'll have that glorified body like his. Now, we just read scriptures. He ate with them and then he vanished, right? Well, that's what he's going to give us, a body like that. So we can't make it complicated other than, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We receive this by grace. Amen? So heaven is our home. It's going to be a new home. And this planet will be renewed. It will be transformed into a paradise similar to the Garden of Eden. And Eden in its purity, beauty, and eternal nature. You know, at one time it was the most beautiful place on this earth. Until what? Until sin came in. Yes. And just imagine, you have to think how long Adam and Eve were in the garden. It's not clear in scripture, but they could have been there for thousands of years. Because he would walk during the cool of the day and fellowship with them. And he named all the animals, all the plants, and everything he named. Because that's the kind of, they had like a mind like God. But they weren't God. They were created beings. Created from the dust. And so, I'm gonna go on to say that even the serpent was probably their friend. And they trusted all the animals in there. Satan's the one that went into the snake and deceived them. And there's where it was. So you know what's going to be a blessing? When we get the new body, there's going to be nothing. Nothing. There will be no more temptations. There will be none of that. We're going to have the glorified body. Because God created us to be like him. Not to be God. Or little gods, no. But we're created in his image and likeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. No, you know, all those other doctrines, like the Mormons, Jehovah's, you know, you're going to become a little god. No, we're not. We're just going to have a body like his. And we're going to enjoy it like him. Can I get amen? But he's still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's from everlasting to everlasting, for he is God. And there is none that sits next to him. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And so heaven is our home. And look what it says in Revelation 21:22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Look at this. The city had no need of sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. You see, there's going to be nations on the earth during the millennial reign. But those nations that will not come up and worship him in Jerusalem, he's not going to give them any rain. Ooh, he says it in his word. Now look at this in verse 25. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the book of life. Woo! So who are those that can't get in? The ones, Jesus made it clear in the book of John. when he had that conversation with Nicodemus, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you have to be born from above. You have to be born from the Holy Spirit. Those are the ones that are his now. You can't just come up and say a sinner's prayer. You can't just come up and shake the pastor's hand. You can't just get raised up in Sunday school. No. You have to come to a place of brokenness and cry out to God and grieve over your sin. You have to understand, I have sinned before a holy God. When you come to that place and you grieve over your sin, you say, God, change me now. I want to be yours, God. And when you come to that place, boom. The Bible says, it's clear in Psalms 51, for a broken spirit and a contrite heart, I will not despise. Can I get amen?
Amen.
If you want God's attention, come broken before him. Yes. If you want God's help, cry out to God in a spirit of humility. Because he will not answer you if you come to him in pride. Or you come into him with hidden sin. He sees it all. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Come broken before him. And then he will change you from the inside out. And those are the ones who are written in the book of life. Hallelujah. This is not about ethnicity. It's not about what nation you came out of, the color of your skin. This is not political. This is not Republican or Democrat. No. It's about someone being born again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm looking at wonderful faces in here to see what God is doing in your lives. Hallelujah. The transformation that's taking place in your lives. God is doing it. He's doing it all by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And so in our resurrected bodies, we will learn to serve the Lord, love, worship, and praise the Lord forever. Just imagine, you'll never get tired. You know, there's no sleeping in heaven. Your body doesn't need sleep. There's no toilets in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's none of that. You'll enjoy the food of heaven, and then once it gets down, it's gone. It dissipates. Yeah, because remember, what we do here on earth is part of our sinful body. It's death. But God's going to do something mighty. Amen. Look at Revelation 22:1-5. Look at this. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and the other side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Praise God. Look at this in verse 3. And there shall be no more curse. Come on. No more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Hallelujah. There shall be no more night there. They need no lamp, nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and forever. And how long is forever?
Forever.
Forever. And so, we're going to close with this last principle. God's resurrection power is for here and now. Hallelujah. How many of you have experienced this, what I'm about to say? You get a call, someone is in the hospital. And so you drop hat and go. And you go anoint them and you pray. And then God does the miraculous and heals that person. I think many of us have experienced that. Let me just say this. Words that we speak are powerful. And when we pray life, not death, when we ask God to raise up, to heal, we're speaking these things through the power of the Holy Spirit, because words are very important, especially in heaven. The words that we speak should be of pure heart, and that there's no agenda to it. We're going there because we want to see that person healed. We want to see that person delivered. We want to see that person set, be set free. Why? Because we could recall we were once entangled to this life. We were at one time an outcast of the faith of God. And God had mercy on us. Right? So we should be walking with a heart of mercy. Not condemning, but say, how can I pray for you? And if you don't know how to pray for them, pray in tongues. Pray, let the Holy Ghost have its way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God knows what He wants to say. Jesus, help us, God. Help us, Lord, with this life that You've allowed us to enter in, oh God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. God's resurrection power is for here and for now. Look what John 14:12 says. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Did you catch that? Now, it doesn't mean that you stand on the other side of your garage door and pray for a Mercedes to be there, and you open up the door, and it's there. That's not what that means. What this means is, according to His will, and it's His will that none should perish, but come to a place of repentance, that no one should be sick, that people should be lifted up. So we go and preach these things of righteousness, then God's going to, He's all in it. Hallelujah. Empowering you to speak those things. Hallelujah. You can't go to Barona's and start pulling slot machines in the name of Jesus. Now you're tempting God. You're mocking God. I see these little statues, these little the little Catholic statues on top of the machines. Because my brother used to train boxers. They used to have these competitions with law enforcement. And so the sheriffs would box against the SD cops in Chula Vista, against National City. And so we had to walk through the casino to get to the ring in the back because we got invited to go. And so I remember I looked to my right and there was rows and rows of slot machines. And I had to look, I had to take a second look. And on top of the machine, there was like the Virgin Mary and Peter and Paul, whatever they called them. And then they would pick one up and kiss it, put it down, and then pull it. And then do it again and pull it. And I found out that these poor people are getting picked up by buses. They go down to Plaza Bonita in Chula Vista, and they load them all up, and the majority of them are seniors. Oh man, what a lie. What a lie. They're duped. They've been duped. And if you try to bring truth to them, you may know one that does that. Get out of here with that. They don't want to hear that. That's where you say, God, give me wisdom on how to share with them. Give me wisdom, God. Because they don't know any better. They're lost. And so the atoning death of Christ and His awesome resurrection are the most important truths in the entire Word of God. Is the resurrection. Amen? Hallelujah. Did you know what B-I-B-L-E means? The Bible. Yes, basic instructions before leaving earth. That's what the Bible is. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Thank you, God. Listen, God left up His love letters to us. Take it in. Take the word in. Amen? Because only He can change us. Only He can do the miraculous. Only He can do these things. And listen, when He chooses to use you, have this joy that only comes from Him. And there's nothing to get puffed up about other than, God, thank you for using me. Thank you for healing that person. Thank you for saving that person. Thank you, God. Have a heart of thankfulness. Amen?
Amen?
And so, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, I'm praying, Lord, for those that are struggling, Lord, right now, whatever the case may be. You have the answer to all things in life. And Lord, some of us are going through some serious trials in our life. And Lord, a lot of times we say to ourselves, when is this ever going to end, God? And yet, you bring to a closure to all things. And I love what you do. You do it gracefully. You do it graciously, oh God. So we look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look unto you, God, to do the things that we cannot do on our own. We need you to continually do the miraculous in our life, whether it's physical, whether it's financial, whether it's relational, whatever the case may be, we look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so, God, be glorified and magnified, be high and lifted up. And I pray for each and every one of us right now that's here right now. Before I pray for those that are watching on YouTube and Facebook, I want to pray for all of us that are in here. I want us to just lift up our hands. All of us in here, lift up our hands right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, these are your children. This is your people, oh God. And Lord, every one of us have certain situations in our life that we're all going through. And Father, I pray, Lord, for great healing, for restoration, for reconciliation. I pray for the financial burdens. Right now, in the power and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, for the infilling and the power and the joy of the Holy Spirit that only comes from you, God. I pray for those who are in a desert place, Lord, that you would water now, water our hearts and our mind and our soul by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, God, for miracles after miracles that we can experience through you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, through this life that we're walking through right now. But we're rest assured that we're just pilgrims passing through. It's not always going to be like this. And so, God, give us the courage, give us the strength, give us the will to continue to follow after you and to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, that we would not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we would acknowledge you as you direct our path. So, God, bless your people right now. Bless us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And I'm praying for those who are watching on Facebook and YouTube. Maybe this is your first time logging in. Maybe you accidentally came to our site. And now maybe you need prayer. Maybe you need to be saved or healed. Whatever the case may be. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you too can experience the joy of the Lord by being born again. And so pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout in the house. Come on, is he worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Woo! Thank you, God.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.